You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. It is still officially, by 1 minute, Sunday morning. I'm mildly reminded, as I say those words, of the Velvet Underground Lou Reed album, Loaded, and the song, Sunday Morning. I think it's a great tune. I think I'll go in and have some coffee and maybe listen to this after. Listen to it after I'm finished this podcast. But to all things, for my Sunday, one might say, God, where do I start? Yeah, look, I've got swallows above my head. That's the beautiful sound in the background that you may hear. To my right-hand side, my hen has gone back brooding. I turfed her out yesterday, but she's gone back again. So I'm wondering how long it's going to take before she kind of, you might say, cops on. I don't know whether hens have the ability to cop on, but I'm hoping this one does fairly soon. That aside, today I'm going to the St. Anne's Park in Raheny. I don't have it up on the blog and I haven't reviewed it. I'm aware that they made some changes there recently and I pass by it quite regular. Maybe it's a case of on your doorstep that you don't go to, so to speak. But I'll sidetrack slightly, and I say slightly. Jörg Stiegmüller is a gentleman who I know and I've interviewed on the blog. It's under How Green is Jörg Stiegmüller, if you search it on the blog. And Jörg writes a Dublin event guide for free, newsletter, email. He's a really nice guy. I like Jörg. I tend to meet him at a lot of green events, funnily enough. And in his email this Friday, he noted that the Rose Festival, there is a Rose Festival taking place in St. Anne's Park in Raheny. He was also critical of Dublin City Council, who run St. Anne's Park, and obviously therefore the Rose Festival. He was critical of how they get the message out. And to that, I would agree, to an extent, because I don't check Dublin City Council's website. You should, actually. It's a really good website, which is dublin.ie. You should go check it out. If you're looking to do anything in Dublin, it's really cool, really cool. But, you know, my mom doesn't. My friends, they don't go to dublin.ie because the perception is that dublin.ie is Dublin City, which it generally speaking is. But within the catchment area of Dublin City Council, parks is also this one, which is Raheny, which is actually a little bit more, you might say, North Dublin suburb. Is that fair to say? I'm not far off the mark. You get where I'm coming from. The point I make, Dublin City Council, if you are listening, is that on a Friday afternoon, Jörg sends me, and a couple of thousand other people as well, I think it's about 5,000-6,000 subscribers, but Jörg sends me an email, which is the Dublin Event Guide for Free, which lists everything Monday to Monday, you know, Monday to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, of all the things you can do for free in Dublin. He notes this on your website. Now, if he hadn't noted that, or if I'd been in the middle of a field and hadn't picked up on it, and hadn't seen the email, I wouldn't have known that the Dublin Rose Festival was taking place. That's ridiculous that I don't know. I'm not saying I'm the greenest person in the world, bear in mind, in Ireland, there is no trade magazine, horticultural trade magazine. Anybody want to carve a niche for themselves? And number two, I believe there is one regular publication, which is Gerry Daly's Garden. I think it's called the Garden Magazine. Is that? I'm not too sure. Apologies, Gerry. Outside of that, you've also got, I'm not too sure, again, I think Dermot O'Neill used to have a magazine. I'm not too sure. Apologies, Dermot, if you're still doing that one either. But look, that aside, it proves quite difficult to get the message out. And add to that the reality that I would suggest, you know, I'm 34, so from you take the 35 years of age demographic age group and go backwards. I don't know anybody who buys gardening magazines personally under 35 years of age. Now, maybe they just pick up the phone and go, hey, Pete, I've got a tree. It looks, you know, yellow. It bends over. Can you, you know, perform a diagnosis, so to speak? Maybe it's a case of that. But there is a problem with getting the message out. You may hear dogs barking out. Don't be worrying. But there is a problem with getting the message out. And Jurgen pointed that out on his email. And I agree with him. Because the Rose trials, as far as I'm aware, I'm open to correction, apologies if I get it wrong, etc. But the Rose trials took place on Friday between 10 and 12. And Jurg's email comes into my inbox somewhere around about the 11 o'clock mark. Now, even if I did, I was sitting on my behind at 11 o'clock on a Friday. At that moment that I got that email, I still wouldn't make it to Raheny from where I live within the space of an hour. It's Lula. Lula stuff. And people are interested in what's happening. It's a free family day. There's apparent face painting and puppet shows and all of that kind of stuff. Let me pause it there. You look at a podcast I did, what, about 2 weeks ago for the... And I mentioned the guys in Ballymun. And they were launching or doing the official opening, my apologies, for Poppin' Tree Park. And they sent me a beautiful invite, a PDF invite, for which I took a screen grab and put it up on the site. Now, I didn't make the opening, but I was more than aware about it. And so were 12 to 15,000 other people. Apologies for the wind. But so were 12 to 15,000 other people. Who, that's WordPress stats, as by the way, don't know how they work, but, you know, who read the blog, and they were told, you know, 2 weeks, or approximate, or 10 days, or whatever it is, before the email came in. I don't get it, when Dublin City Council, you know, decent budget, it doesn't take you a fat lot to set up. My apologies, let me go back. It doesn't take a fat lot of homework to set up an email system where you turn around and go, hey, listen, look, let's you know, I mean, I don't know, Peter, for example, no, so maybe he might throw it up on his blog. I don't know whether it existed, but look, all I'm saying is, without getting big headed, I'm about the greenest blog I know, where I actually do note events in it in Ireland, and I find it hard to go to find one spot that covers green events in Ireland. I find it, I don't know of a website that does that. Now, if there is, somebody give me a name for it, email it to me, info@donneganlandscaping.com, and I'll happily plug that one as well. I've no problem. It's more a case of, where do the people go if they want to do green stuff? And Jurg, the German Dubliner, is able to tell me before Dublin City Council can. Do you not? Do you get the humorous rhetoric in that? Does that make sense? So, I don't know. But that aside, that is where I intend to go to today with my daughter. I don't know how it's going to go. I'm looking at the clouds, and they seem to be prodding me with a stick. I don't know. I think they're kind of going to go, yeah, go on, go out. Bring a raincoat. Don't. But in that same breath, when I was in college, my hair was a little bit longer. We would do theory, generally speaking, morning was theory and afternoon was practical. You know, down the fields, driving tractors, carrots, apples, whatever the case may be, plants. That's dog sneezing. And when I would go and get my work clothes on after my lunch and head down to the fields, my hair would go waving. I used to bring my rain gear with me, and I remember explaining this to Thierry, and the guys used to laugh. Just, well, used to have a decent giggle, because I, you know, I'd explained that, you know, my hair was wavy, therefore I bring my rain gear. But the reality is, humidity. The old hydrometers were measured with a strand of horsehair, and as it became taut, humidity levels were obviously rising. And it's the same principle, except to my head. Yeah, it's funny when I grow up with people and they're kind of going to me, Pete, is it going to rain? And then I look in the mirror and go, yeah, I think I'll bring a raincoat just in case. Yeah, it looks like it's, you know, my hair is 42% wavy. Yeah, it's, yeah. Anyhow, look, I don't know. Maybe somebody could put me on a mailing list. Wow, can you hear the swallows going ballistic above me? But maybe somebody can put me on a Dublin City Parks mailing list, or a Fingal County Council Parks mailing list. You know, it's it would have been nice to know about this kind of 2 weeks ago. I'm sure it was planned more than 2 weeks in advance. I'm sure it was. And it's ridiculous that I find out. I don't mean because it's me, but I mean it's ridiculous. If you're, I'll try and find the bit that Jörg did, and I'll try and put that up on the blog, but it'll make sense. But it's ridiculous that via Jörg I find out about an event that's already taken place to do with the great outdoors. Now, if I don't know about it, the reality is how many others don't know about it, based on the numbers that actually do read the blog. And there you are. So, look, anyhow, it's still going to be a cracking day. I've got a funny feeling I need more than an umbrella, maybe a tent and some extended guy ropes. I'm going to go in and listen to my Velvet Underground album, finish my coffee. I'm then going to listen to Bernie Goldbach and his Sunday News, which I believe is pre-recorded rather than done by Quick QIK technology. After that, folks, happy Sunday. Let me know what you're doing. Take a walk in the park. Plant a tree. Go to the garden centre. Pick some fruit. And whatever you do, do enjoy. As always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. I'd be really interested in your thoughts on it. Have a great day. Bye-bye.